All court business resumes normal operation today at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Other functions continue at satellite locations as cleanup continues from the July 7th electrical fire at the building. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, County Executive.
Morning, Bob.
Thanks for joining us. How prepared was the county for this type of emergency?
Not as well as we should have been, but at the same time, better than we thought. And the reason I say that is when this happened, fire was started, as you know, it was an electrical fire. Scale of the response was larger than what anybody would have anticipated. It's over 1,000 people that work there every day, numerous departments, over 1 million square feet. We had experts at the time telling us 6 to 8 weeks before we'd be thinking about getting back in. And I'm happy to tell you that, coming up in just 2 weeks after the initial incident, all public service will be restored. People have been working at the building really since partway through the first week. And a lot of services never even stopped because we have got an incredibly resourceful group of leaders who adapted very well by having services in the COGS building, city campus, all over the place. But the reason I say not as well as we could have been, anything like this, I always think, could we have done it better? Could we have been better prepared? Have and will continue to take it as a learning opportunity.
Speaking of that preparation, did county government have an emergency plan, or for that matter, any of the agencies or offices in the buildings? Did they have an emergency plan?
When this first happened, I didn't go to a shelf on the wall and pull out Electrical Fire Manual 101. There should have been something closer to that. The crisis plans we have are more geared towards public safety, and we do have expertise around emergency planning, but it's not this sort of thing. Now, that said, 12 hours after the fire, we were already had meeting in our first group, and we've had a transition team that meets every single day, which has leaders from countless departments, and more importantly, in terms of the outcome is we had most services never even have a drop in the level of programming that they provide. We had we're on a third set of generators and getting, hopefully, we hope to have some news later today about being able to be on direct line power, which essentially would mean the same sustainable, reliable, and 100% level of power that we had before this even started, and be at full service within 2 weeks. We're going to end up with a courthouse that's more robust, a team that knows itself better, and a great basis for contingency plan going forward.
Is there something here, County Executive, that you would share with other units of government? City Hall, for instance.
What I'm sure anybody in crisis management will tell you, there's never an incident of any scale that no matter how experienced you are, anybody is going to be completely prepared for. Part of the nature of things like this is that there are going to be details you didn't anticipate. And I think, the key is just getting information quickly, strong communication, but we fully plan when we're at a time to do it, to debrief, figure out, okay, what did we do well, what could we do better, and use that as the basis for something that's a lot more robust in terms of a crisis plan for this sort of situation going forward that we all understand. And we'll absolutely share it. We'll want to learn. I'm a big fan of best practices. I always like to know, hey, who's the best at doing this? And let's talk to them and find out, how do they do it? What would they do better? Who else should we talk to? There's never going to be a time with something like this where I'll say we have a good enough plan. You should always be working to improve it.
Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley, thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Bob.